Yeah, it's very hard to tell. I mean, earlier on, there were some modeling that were trying to, you know, that were suggesting that based on the numbers that were showing up overseas, the underlying number of cases in China had to be much greater than what China was reporting. And then in China, there's definitely been a lot of concern expressed to the extent that it can be expressed. And then there's also been a lot of censorship since then about what seems to have been early on, just like a soft peddling of how, you know, of how much they knew about the fact that there was human to human transmission, as opposed to just a, you know, a small collection of people who were infected directly in a seafood and meat market. And the fact that several health workers, at least eight health workers in China, in Wuhan, in the epicenter of the outbreak, in various ways tried to spread word of what seemed to be these unusual pneumonia cases, and then were brought in by police and sanctioned early on. And then now, you know, there's been sort of a rehabilitation of them, but you know, by the Chinese authorities. But there, that has left just this sort of lingering question about how much has really been communicated, and also concern that early on, Chinese authorities didn't do enough to alert people in Wuhan. They might have been possibly more communicative to the outside world than they were to people in Wuhan about the risk at the very earliest stage. So that's just sowed a lot of questioning and doubt